This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Got lines open for you, 844-236-6010, if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you, 844-236-6010, if you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our second segment. We've got Mark Pilon, Executive Director of the Susan G. Komen Los Angeles County version, Susan G. Komen Foundation in L.A. County. He is going to talk to us about breast cancer and COVID, specifically concentrating on breast cancer survivors. We'll talk to Mark Pilon at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself, and you can help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, all while earning a little lucre. And who can... Who doesn't need a little extra lucre in this crazy corona crazy time that we're living in? Call 866-735-2470 for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, oil, silicone, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. They're all available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. 844-236-6010 is our number. Mark Pilon coming up at the bottom of the hour. I've been reading a lot about the thyroid lately. Let's see here from Endocrinology Advisor, which is a website and a journal that I subscribe to. Subclinical hypothyroidism is associated with higher mortality risk. Subclinical hypothyroidism, especially associated with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, is associated with higher mortality risk. Dietary intervention reduces tiredness in children with subclinical hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism, suppressed thyroid, is one of the most underdiagnosed of all medical challenges. Hypothyroidism is always going to be associated with other chronic diseases. You don't need to have your thyroid checked if you're symptomatic. You can rest assured that you're hypothyroid. And you can't really address the thyroid by itself. That's the tricky thing about dealing with hypothyroidism, because hypothyroidism is secondary to other health challenges. You can't treat the thyroid by itself. And the best thing the medical model could do is give you thyroid hormone. Maybe that'll bump up your metabolism a little bit, but it's not going to help your thyroid. There's two basic kinds of hypothyroidism. One is primary hypothyroidism, and that's Hashimoto's thyroidism, and that's the most common form of hypothyroidism. It's an autoimmune disease. If you have hypothyroidism that's related to autoimmunity, usually and almost always that involves the digestive system, you can rest assured that your immune system is going to be suppressed and you're going to have problems with viral infections and pneumonia and other microbial attacks. That's just the way it is. If your thyroid is suppressed, your metabolism will be suppressed. If your metabolism is suppressed, your immune system is going to be suppressed. Now, Hashimoto's hypothyroidism is the number one form of hypothyroidism. It follows blood toxicity, which is itself the result of digestive distress. So, as we've said so many times on the Bright Side, all autoimmune disease needs to be backtracked to a leaky gut. And you don't need to be tested. You don't need a thyroid test. You don't need a leaky gut test. If you're symptomatic, assume you're hypothyroid. Doesn't matter if it's Hashimoto's or the second form of hypothyroidism, which is called secondary hypothyroidism, and that is secondary to the adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands are your stress glands. They're the glands that are producing your stress hormones. When the adrenal glands are cranking out stress hormones, eventually you can rest assured you're going to be hypothyroid. So the two major causes of hypothyroidism involve digestive distress and adrenal distress. And they overlap, of course. Diagnosing and naming your clinical condition as Hashimoto's or as secondary hypothyroidism is irrelevant. You're not going to be able to treat it effectively with Synthroid. In pharmacy school, they tell us all the time, Synthroid is one of the most ineffective of all the medical strategies, really, using Synthroid. And Synthroid doses always have to be changed, always have to be adjusted, because the thyroid itself is functioning secondary to other biochemical issues or biochemical conditions. Now, adrenal weakness and adrenal fatigue is really common. The adrenals are two little tiny glands that sit on top of the kidneys. They each weigh about as much as a couple of pennies. They're intimately connected to the brain by a nervous system and by a neural hormone system called the HPA axis. You may have heard that term, the HPA axis. And this is the connection between the adrenal glands and the brain. And the message that the brain gets from the adrenal glands impacts temperature regulation, how we digest our food, our mood, our sex drive, our stress system, and most importantly, our immune system. When the brain perceives an emergency, whether it's a real emergency or whether it's a made-up emergency, whether it's an emergency that's coming in through our eyes or our ears, or it's one that's being generated through our thoughts and emotions, there's no difference in the messaging that's going to the HPA from the adrenal glands to the brain via the HPA axis. You could think yourself, you could think your immune system suppressed. You could think your cortisol system increased. You could think your way into disease, and you could feel your way into disease and suppressed biochemistry as well. You can think and feel your way into suppressed biochemistry just as well as you can respond to a real-life message. Once it's in the HPA axis, it doesn't matter whether it's coming in from your thoughts or your emotions or real life. This is really cool. This is really good news. Because just like it means that you can think yourself sick or you can feel yourself sick, guess what? You can think yourself healthy and you can feel yourself healthy. And we in our modern medical culture, in our modern medicalized culture, marginalize our thoughts and our emotions and the impact they have on disease and on health, both. On disease and on health. That's so important. Because, yeah, you can think or feel yourself sick, but you can think and feel yourself healthy. You're not going to hear this from the medical model, from the pharmacomedical model that depends on drugs and devices and surgeries. We can control our own health via our mental and our emotional natures. Because once the messaging goes from the adrenal glands to the brain, it doesn't matter whether that message was initiated through a thought or a feeling or whether it was initiated from something that happened in real life. Anyway, once this all happens, once you have this stress messaging going from the adrenal glands to the brain, you get an upregulation in hormones, specifically hormones, stress hormones, cortisol, which redirects blood flow from the skin and the digestive system and other internal organs towards the muscles. And this increases blood sugar levels, This is where weight gain comes in, too. Why cortisol will lead to weight gain. All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back with you and your phone calls right after this. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. Lines open 844-236-6010. Mark Pylon coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about breast cancer and COVID. Breast cancer and COVID symptoms. Mark is actually a COVID survivor, and also involved with he's the executive director, actually, the Susan G. Komen Foundation, Los Angeles County, and he's also an inspirational speaker, and He's got some interesting things to say about breast cancer survivors and COVID. We'll talk to Mark at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. I just got an interesting text just a few minutes ago from some guy here, and it's kind of interesting. I think I'm going to read it to you here. This is a guy who's got acne, and he says that he has been taking vitamin B12, and he's starting to break out, and he wants to know, because there are studies that link B12 and folic acid to causing acne in some people, he wants to know if his B12 is causing him to break out. This is just craziness to me. Why somebody would think a vitamin would cause a breakout? And I don't care what the studies say. Vitamins are essential nutrients. Whether it's vitamin B12 or it's folic acid, you're not going to break out from a vitamin. You break out from nutritional deficiencies. You break out from hormonal issues. You break out from digestive problems. You don't break out from vitamins, regardless of what a study says. And he says, studies say this. I'd like to read about how the study was designed, whether it's an epidemiological study or whether it's a biochemical study. You guys know my feelings on epidemiology, which is the study of statistics and lifestyle. They see what people, how people are living their lives, and then they link those to symptoms. In any case, if you're breaking out, don't blame your vitamins. If you're breaking out, and nobody should be breaking out, is a sign of metabolic and biochemical dysfunction, always look to the immune system. Breakouts are a sign of inflammation. Inflammation is the calling card of immunity. Let me say that again. That's so important. Nobody likes breaking out. Nobody likes zits. Nobody likes rashes and rosacea on their skin. I understand this. But these are signs of an immune system attack or a hyperactive immune system. They're manifestations of inflammation. We can't really tell this because it's hard to really see inflammation the way we think of inflammation. When we think of inflammation, we think of a black eye. And when you have a rash on your skin, or when you have eczema for that matter, or psoriasis, or you have breakouts, we don't really associate it with an inflammatory response. But let me be very clear here. If you have any skin condition, whether you're thinking about it or associating it with inflammation or not, it's inflammatory. It's micro-inflammatory, however. It's not the same kind of inflammation that you get when you break your leg or twist your ankle or get punched in the nose or the eye. It's microscopic inflammation that affects how cells divide and how cells grow. This is where rashes and pimples and breakouts come from. Now, rashes can also come from just blood vessels opening up. That's where the redness is. And again, redness is also the manifestation of an immune system response. So if you're breaking out, if you got rashes, if you got redness, if skin cells aren't growing like they should in the case of if you have eczema or in the case of psoriasis, you have an inflammatory response, which means you have an immune response, which means something is attacking the body. That's what immune response is about. This can be compounded by nutritional deficiencies. The craziness of associating breakouts with vitamin B12 or vitamin or folic acid or any vitamins is nonsense. Look to the immune system. Look to your hormones as well. Instabilities in testosterone, cortisol, as well as estrogen can be involved. But don't think about you're taking too much vitamin B12. And I know I've seen these articles myself about vitamin B12 and causing people to break out. All right, I want to continue talking about hypothyroidism. We're going to talk to Mark Pylon at the bottom of the hour about breast cancer. There's a very important relationship between the breast and the thyroid. And there's a very good reason why most people who are hypothyroid are women. It does happen in men sometimes, but the vast majority of hypothyroidism occurs in women. And you don't have to be diagnosed with a thyroid problem to be dealing with it. If you have any kind of health challenge, you can rest assured you've probably got a hypothyroid issue. If you're worried about COVID, or if you're symptomatic, likely you have a thyroid issue as well. From the American Journal of Gastroenterology, subclinical, that means it's not bad enough to go to the doctor or the hospital, subclinical hypothyroidism in NAFLD, a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, is associated with all-cause and cardiovascular mortality. That means if your thyroid's messed up and your liver's messed up, you're going to be messed up. Quote, low thyroid function is associated with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, unquote. And it's also associated with increased death. Now, here's another thing about low thyroid. Check this out. Hypothyroidism is linked to elevated blood cholesterol. Yes. Your problem with your cholesterol might be a problem with your thyroid. Maybe you don't need a statin drug. Maybe you need to work on the thyroid and not with Synthroid either. If your cholesterol is elevated, you might want to start focusing on thyroid health. How do you focus on thyroid health? For all the people who are dealing with hypothyroidism, for all the people who are on Synthroid and who are not getting taken care of by their thyroxine, levothyroxine medication, whether it's Synthroid or a generic. How do you take care of your thyroid? Number one, you relax the body. You relax the muscles. You practice slow, deep breathing. You meditate. You get more sleep and nap. And by the way, napping is really helpful. You relax the body, and you relax the body by not just relaxing the physical body, but also by relaxing the mind and the emotions, lightening up, taking things less seriously. Does that sound silly? It's not. When you take things less seriously, your cortisol drops, your adrenal stress and adrenal duress is reduced, and your thyroid starts to function better. The second thing you do is you stabilize your blood sugar. If you're dealing with hypothyroidism, if you're dealing with poor thyroid functioning, and it can be subclinical, you don't have to be diagnosed. In addition to relaxing the body and relaxing the mind and lightening up emotionally, you stabilize your blood sugar. How do you stabilize your blood sugar? Calorie restriction. And also restricting the amount of processed carbs that you're eating as well. And then you work on digestive health. The digestive system is especially important for the thyroid for two reasons. Number one, probiotics are important for thyroid hormone and thyroid functioning, and intestinal health plays a major role in the health of the thyroid. Not to mention, once the digestive system starts to get messed up, you end up with blood sugar problems and also adrenal problems. And secondly, because the thyroid regulates the digestive system. So the digestive system regulates the thyroid regulates the digestive system. If this is confusing to you, let's just simplify. I call it the triangle of disease. Hypothyroidism is the end result of a breakdown at the level of the triangle. And from hypothyroidism, all other chronic diseases show up. Hypothyroidism is the link to all, A-L-L, all chronic degenerative diseases, which means when you return to the triangle, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenals, hypothyroidism, whether it's Hashimoto's hypothyroidism or whether it's secondary hypothyroidism, will begin to resolve itself and all other health challenges will fall in line. This is so simple, people. This is so easy and it's so liberating. What do we need to see about the medical model to know that it's a failure for dealing with chronic degenerative diseases? Doesn't matter. We can do it ourselves. Triangle of disease, digestive system, blood sugar system, adrenals. When it comes to the adrenals, don't marginalize the mental and emotional aspects of keeping your adrenal glands healthy. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A manhunt continues for the suspect involved in a shooting of a husband and son of a federal judge at their home in New Jersey last night. The son died in the shooting. The husband's hospitalized in critical condition. The gunman was reportedly dressed as a FedEx delivery man and shot Judge Esther Sala's husband when he answered the door. The son was shot moments later. This man lives down the street. He knows the family, especially the son who was killed.
Sad scene going. He's a kid, like, you know, still going to be a lawyer just like his dad did. Sad to see him go. I mean, my prayers go out to the family, of course. You know, they're good people.
The United States has a new higher 7-day average for new coronavirus cases. It recorded 64,650 new ones yesterday as Kentucky, Louisiana, Oregon, South Carolina, all of those states set new single-day records. And this is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The November race between incumbent President Trump and the presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden is ramping up. Here's an update from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Decision 2020 is in full swing. Biden Deputy Campaign Manager Kate Bedingfield has released a statement saying, for over a year, the Trump campaign have cycled through the same self-defeating attacks against Joe Biden and have failed to get traction on a single one. This comes after President Trump sat down for an exclusive interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday, where he accused Joe Biden of wanting to abolish the police and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Wallace fact-checked him.
They've run them poorly. It was always bad, but now it's gotten totally out of control, and it's really because they wanted to fund the police, and Biden wants to defund the police.
Sir, he does not.
Bedingfield continued in her firing back, calling the response to the coronavirus pandemic a catastrophic mismanagement that has led to over 140 deaths in the country.
I think we have one of the lowest mortality
That's
rates
true,
in the
sir.
World.
We're going to take a look. We had 900 deaths on a single day.
We will take a look
this week.
And one of Elvis Presley's guitars going up for auction this week. His 1942 Martin D18 is expected to bring as much as $3 million. The auction starts Wednesday with a starting bid of $1.2 million. And find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Also on the archive page at benfuchsarchives.com. We have a search engine up there. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. You can purchase Longevity products or sign up to join the Brightside Ben team at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of great health information, all free at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and burns and cuts and scrapes and traumas. Turns out when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and that's what true treatments are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our pharmacist-formulated True Skin Health products. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am excited to have our guest on. Mark Pilon is the executive director of Susan G. Komen in Los Angeles County. He is a inspirational leader who has developed and grown Susan G. Komen's presence and efforts and reach, and also he is a COVID survivor. We're going to talk about breast cancer. We're going to talk about breast cancer survivors and COVID. Please welcome to the bright side, Mark Pilon. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Good to talk to you. So I read in your bio that you are a survivor of COVID. Is that true?
That's true, yes. My wife and I both were in ICU for over a week. And then the day that she was being released, she wound up having a COVID-related stroke.
Oh, my goodness.
For another 4.5 weeks.
Now, when
so
you say COVID,
what do you think about that?
When you say COVID-related, what does that mean exactly?
Well, they saw a large uptick in blood clot strokes with COVID-19 patients, and she had no previous symptomatic things, no condition that would have led her to have had a stroke. She has no family history of it or anything else. And yeah, I was on the phone with her at 10:15 in the morning, saying. She's like, I can't wait to get home and take a hot shower and scrub my hair and everything else.
Oh,
and the nurse came in. And I said, okay, I'll call you back in about 15 minutes. So I did. And just as I was calling her back is when she started having the stroke. So I was able to get a hold of the front desk on my landline at ICU and say, my wife is in distress. And I'm like, no, we were just, she's fine. And I said, no, I'm telling you, I think she's having a stroke. She can't talk.
Oh, my gosh.
Anything else? So they went in to check her and got her down. But she got the TSA shot that helps mitigate a lot of issues with a stroke.
What did you say she got?
A TSA shot. I don't know the acronym for the TSA, but it's a shot that helps mitigate a lot of the...
Oh, it's a thrombolytic. It breaks up the clots, kind of. I know.
Yes, I guess so.
I've been hearing about blood clotting in COVID. Are you familiar with any of that? I guess you have a little bit of personal familiarity
with
it.
Number one, that. She had blood clots that wound up giving her a bilateral. She had a stroke on each side. One on her temple by the left side and one down below her ear on the right-hand side.
And she's okay now.
So she's okay. Her speech is still challenged. Her receptive aphasia and her expressive aphasia. That means how things come into you and you hear them and then how they go out. So she still has some speech challenges.
Oh, my God.
Before.
Oh,
but she's got all of her motor skills and everything else.
Good deal.
Thank God for that. She's doing really, really, really well there.
Okay.
But,
so
yeah, it was quite a month for it.
All right. So let's talk about another horrible thing that can happen to the human body, and that's breast cancer. First of all, tell us a little bit about your work at Susan G. Komen, at the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Well, our work is very individualized on an affiliate basis, and that means that's like a chapter. So for the Los Angeles affiliate, we have much different needs for our community than we do necessarily for Orange County or the Inland Empire or things like that. So what we do is we do a huge community profile and a big analytic piece every 3 years to say where are we needed the most? What are the biggest problems here with diversity and with mortality and things like that? So we address those issues on a local basis. And then we continue to give money on a national research basis for all kinds of different research that's being done through our national organization in Dallas. But locally, we take care of the women and the symptomatic men that are in our area with the needs that they have. It's like transportation is a challenge in Los Angeles. You know, our public transport is not world famous for the reasons that we want it to be world famous for.
Right.
And so getting back and forth from Long Beach to UCLA for a medical appointment at USC would be almost a non-issue in many, many other cities. But we have challenges here with that. We have challenges. We have a higher mortality rate with our African-American community than they do almost anywhere else in the nation. And we're one of the top 10 cities for the mortality rate for African American women being higher. African American women, it's about 40% higher mortality rate across the United States, but in Los Angeles, it's 56.4.
Wow!
And that's a huge difference. And in areas of Long Beach, where the African American community, it's even higher than that.
What do they attribute that to, Mark?
All kinds of socioeconomic barriers to somewhat to education. But there are what are called healthcare deserts in Los Angeles County. Excuse me. Areas where women can't get the kind of care or the screenings that they need, or they need to be able to have child care so they can get to these screenings. And historically in the African-American culture, women usually place themselves on the back burner when it comes to health care. Mm. They'll take care of the kids and the grandkids and everybody else first. And because they deal with some different breast cancers than Caucasian or other women do, triple negative and inflammatory, which other women get, women of all ethnicities get, but it's extremely high in the African American community, and those happen to be very aggressive breast cancers, which oftentimes winds up being a later stage diagnosis by the time they've gotten in and gotten their mammography or their exam that they need to do. So there's a multiple of reasons why there's issues.
What is the situation with breast cancer? Is it getting better, or statistically speaking, in terms of incidence and also in terms of mortality? Is it getting better or is it getting worse?
It's not getting worse. It's kind of it's getting better. There's always new research that's coming in with new therapies, new medications. You look at the metastatic community right now, metastatic breast cancer community. There are long-term survivors in there where 20 years ago, if you had gotten to the point that you were stage four and metastatic, it was a pretty immediate death sentence with a short expectancy to live. And we have women and friends of mine that are now metastatic at 15 and 19 years.
Wow, that's impressive.
So, yeah,
Mark, we got to take a commercial break. I want to ask you a couple questions about that, and then I want to talk about safety tips for breast cancer patients and survivors regarding COVID. We're talking to Mark Pilon from the Susan G. Komen Foundation. I am pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Bright Side Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Mark Pilon, the Executive Director of Susan G. Komen in Los Angeles County. Mark, before we went to break, you said something very astounding to me, and that is that people, women who are dealing with metastatic breast cancer, can live up to 19 years with their diagnosis. Is that right?
Well, they can live longer. Yes, I mean there are some that are personal friends that have gone up to one that is at 19 years right now, and she's doing well. So the world has changed, and metastatic breast cancer is the only breast cancer that women die from. You don't die from stage one or stage two. It's once it's gone to stage four. So all of that early diagnosis and getting your annual mammogram and all of those things help a tremendous amount in staving off the deaths that we saw for years from breast cancer. But, yes, there's been a lot of tremendous work done with metastatic research that is now giving women a higher level of quality of life for many, many years. And not that it's, we still don't lose some of these magnificent women from metastatic disease. We still do, and we still lose too many. But it is getting better, and it's one of the really pretty much the main focus for Komen in their research and in the way they approach breast cancer and breast cancer health across the United States.
If I get you to talk into the phone a little bit, just a little bit closer,
because
I'm losing. That's okay. So let me ask you this: what is the average age for diagnosis?
The average age is actually in 50s and in your 60s and things like that is when a lot of women. But more and more women are being diagnosed at a younger age.
Yeah.
So it's tough to say. For many years, we believe that once you're 40 years old, you should start having a regular mammogram, because that's when the frequency increases. One of the biggest causes of breast cancer is a woman getting older, and so the older she gets, the likelihood of breast cancer increases with age.
What do you know about
somebody who's taken care of themselves, really, you know, and done all kinds of good things? But if you nobody's immune. It shows absolutely no. It's not the least bit socioeconomic or anything else. Anybody can get breast cancer. Any woman and men can get breast cancer.
There are risk factors, though. Smoking, for example, diabetes.
Oh, sure. Diabetes, overweight. It's about lifestyle choices and diet and things like that. All, but that helps decrease the risk for many, many, many cancers.
Yeah,
you know, that's just a good lifestyle choices, and then putting your health as a priority. there are things that you can do to, you know, to make certain that, that, you know, you go for regular checkups, you go for your screenings, you know, men should go for their prostate exams. I don't care how uncomfortable it is. It's not a killer. You know, it's uncomfortable for like a minute, but go, you know, take care of yourself and things and be your best advocate. Because especially with younger women, there are still doctors that will make the error of saying, oh, you're too young for that. Don't worry about that. That's just a little cyst or something else. If you feel something's odd with your body or something's wrong with your body, then proceed and persist in making sure that you get an answer for exactly what's wrong with you.
So you're saying somebody could be completely asymptomatic, no menstrual problems or digestive problems or any other health issues, and then they could find themselves dealing with this condition?
Sure.
Well,
sure. It shows no discrimination at all.
All right, so coronavirus, COVID, what can you tell us about dealing with COVID in terms of just regular health and then in terms of people who are dealing with breast cancer or who are breast cancer survivors?
In regular health, don't even wish it on your worst enemy. it was a less than marvelous experience, I can tell you that.
For how long, by the way? How long was it, Mark?
God, it lasted. I still have some residual effects from it. I got out of the hospital on April 1st.
Wow.
I still have my taste buds are still kind of shot and weird. When I first got out of the hospital, I would sit here and read an email 3, 4, and 5 times before it would finally sink in. And this was not contractual stuff. This is an email. It was just like,
wow.
All of those kinds of things. It all gets better. But, just needing the sleep and everything else. It's a long recuperation period afterward. And especially because I'm not in my 20s or even my 40s or even my 50s anymore. So,
are you in your 60s? How old are you?
I am 60? In my 60s, by the way, yes.
Okay, yeah. All right. I'm right there with you, buddy. I'm right there with you. Were you on any medication?
Oh, sure. I've got high blood pressure and I've got...
Gotcha.
You know, I'm not the kind of guy that you would see walking down the street and going, wow, he's svelte.
Okay. All right. I got it. So how about for somebody who's a survivor?
I didn't hold on to that weight fine for that many years.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody has said that about me, okay?
Okay.
So,
I get that.
You know, we're all packing an extra 20, and we've all got those things going on, you know.
All right. So, I can relate. So tell us about somebody who's dealing with breast cancer or who is a survivor. Is there anything special they have to do?
Well, I think they just have to be hyper-vigilant about all the things that are necessary as far as precautionary measures and wearing masks. And if you are over 67 years old, then you don't need to be out, then don't. And that's been particularly tough for me, man. I'm like this really social person.
Mm.
And I have had a very public life for many, many, many years. And staying at home more... I mean, I'm doing more caregiving now, so that's fine because I have adored her for 40 years and we're going to keep going. But, it's just a different thing. I have to be cognizant of the fact that, even though I've had it, I don't know that I can't get it again. Nobody has said to me definitively, you're safe. You know, you can go out, you can blow caution to the wind. I'm still gonna make sure that I take all of the precautionary measures. And the same thing with any breast cancer patients. It's you are at a higher level of risk. You have compromised immune systems. You have, and this could be somebody that's even dealt with breast cancer years ago. They might be on some medications still that are compromising. Listen to all the disclaimers on all the medications that are on television. You know,
yeah,
and
right.
You hear about all those things that if you're allergic to or if you have a problem with this, don't take this. You just have to be hyper vigilant about your own health and about not throwing caution to the wind and using every caution and taking every precaution that you can.
Now, according to the Blaine Group, which is like, I take it that's your PR firm, they have they say that in your bio here that they sent me, it says, if you don't have symptoms, you don't need a face mask. The CDC recommends face masks only be used by people who have symptoms. What's your take on that?
I saw that this morning on the release. because I went back and checked the things that they had sent you, but that was on April 2nd, when I think that was still a question mark. But no, I believe in face masks. I have like five different ones in my car just so I don't forget. Well, it's kind of like, you know, you got to at least look decent. There's some of them that match.
Are they art? Are they art? You know? Are they art deco face masks?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Have a little bit of fun with it, yeah.
Hey, we got about a minute here. We got a minute, yeah. Doc. I want you to tell somebody who's got breast cancer, who's got a diagnosis of breast cancer just recently, give us some inspiration, some words of it, give them some words of inspiration. So, kind of.
There is hope out there. There is hope out there. There are all kinds of support services if you need help with transportation, prepared food, emotional support and counseling, child care, groceries, prescriptions, housing. Give us a call at Komen. Give us a call. We have our COVID response fund. We're here to help you. That's why we exist. Give us a call and let us refer you to some places. If we can't help you directly ourselves, let us refer you to some place that we know can help you and make this journey just a little more tolerable.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your work, Mark. Give a website out or phone number somewhere if somebody's listening.
Go to KomenLACounty.org. Or just go to Komen on your website, and you can see where, you know, your local one will pop up, Komen, L.A. County, or Orange County, or Greater Bay, or wherever you live. Go to your local Komen and tell them you need help. Tell them want to know what referral sources are available.
Mark, thank you so much for your good work. That's just awesome stuff that you're doing. Mark Pilon, Executive Director of Susan G. Komen. Thanks for being on the Bright Side, Mark. Best of luck. And good luck to your
Take
wife,
care.
Too. Hope everything works
thank
out.
You.
All right, that was Mark Pilon, Executive Director of Susan G. Komen, and that's all the time we have for today on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day, folks. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.